This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G. More towers and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It is time for the list. Quentin has chosen Star Wars theme.
Star Wars? Oh, because of movies.
Because of movies.
That's what he's going for.
It's like the most iconic movie like intro song.
Yeah, I get it.
You're being extra nerdy today.
Star Wars
isn't
nerdy. Star Wars is.
Yeah, it's mainstream
it's
now.
Like the most pop culture thing in the world.
Okay.
Thanks, Disney.
Most successful movies of all time.
Thanks, Three Circle Company.
Yeah, it's just that nerds. There's a Venn diagram where it's nerds and Star Wars fans, and they overlap heavily. That's a fact. All right, so the list is best snacks for movies. So movie snacks doesn't have to be something you buy at the concession stand. It could be something that they snuck in a purse. That's fine. I realized we were talking about that the other day that, you know, guys don't, you know, if you don't have a girlfriend or a wife, it's harder to sneak stuff in.
Do they allow backpacks into movie theaters?
No.
For this reason.
Probably.
Yeah.
I also, when we were talking about that, I forgot. I know somebody who sneaks blankets into movie theaters.
Really?
Because
yeah,
she gets cold. She gets really cold.
And so
she sneaks a blanket in and she'll take a nap at the theater. Get away from her family and take a nap in the middle of the movie
theater. Just stay there for several.
Yeah.
Buy the day pass and just stay all day.
Yeah.
People
used to do that. Like people would buy a ticket for a movie and then just kind of live in the theater.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, 913-586-7798. Text them in right now. What is the best movie snack of all time? 913-586-7798.
I'm not saying this goes on my list, but I could see this being, if you're going to bring like five things in with you, I could see this being one of the things that you bring in. And I don't know what these are called. The internet calls them gummy fruit snacks. I think they have a more particular name, but it's like the sour mix that has the banana and the cherry and the apple and the orange. And they're like this big, they're crunchy on the outside and they're sour on the inside. What is that called? The internet just thinks
weird
gummy fruit snacks.
Sour gummy.
They're different.
Fruit snack.
But they're fruit.
Writing all this down.
Yeah, they're fruit. It's the banana, the cherry, the strawberry, the orange.
Not runts. That's not sour though.
These are.
It
like
just says fruit blocks. B-up.
Somebody knows what I'm talking about.
B-up. Apparently, what it is.
What,
I don't
what?
Know. It says. I don't know. Well, maybe not. It. I don't know. That's
I don't mean
else.
Like fruit snacks. I mean like those. I don't even know how to look for this either.
Trolleys.
Somebody knows, but like the banana was the only one that wasn't sour. The other ones were sour.
Mm-mm.
Oh, this is gonna.
I don't know. I'm gonna say popcorn. I'm gonna bring the list back down and say popcorn is the best movie snack, and I don't care if I'm being a basic. It is.
I found it, by the way.
What
did you say it was? Dim?
B-up.
Oh, no.
That's what I
this
saw.
This is just fresh assorted orange, banana, strawberry, grape, green, apple, sweet, hard, crunchy candy you can buy it on Amazon.
All right. Runts?
No, not
yeah,
runts.
Yeah, that's what I said.
Runts are smaller. I'll put this on.
Runts also aren't soft. They're hard on the outside and inside.
Popcorn's a good idea.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, maybe they are called runts.
Really?
Well, no. Here's the problem with Amazon and why they're screwing me up. Because
you said they were soft on the inside, though. Runts aren't soft on the inside.
I think they're soft on the inside. I think they're crunchy on the outside and soft on the inside. Amazon, in the title line, in the web address, calls them runts. But that's the only place that word exists on this page. So they're not calling them runts anywhere else. I'm sorry I brought this up.
Okay. Quentin, what do you have? Do you have some indiscernible, long description of
a thing?
Give
me a problem to solve.
I can describe a candy that I ate as a kid, and I haven't seen it since, and it's probably because...
Why are we doing this? Why
will
you just pick
like
one that people know? What? What is it?
I know what they're called, but Shockers?
Nobody.
Remember Shockers?
No.
They were like a sour candy. They were like circles, and what would happen is that they had like a hard candy shell.
Oh, wait, yeah. And you like sweet tarts. This is like sweet tarts.
Yes.
Yeah, but they were like, they were super sour. And my brother and I figured out that if you licked them and then let them aerate a little bit, you would get the like sourness to really come out, and we would eat so many of them, we would like burn our tongue.
You like sour stuff that much?
I mean, when you're like, you know... 8 years old.
Yeah, it's that sadomasochistic thing. All right, I'm going to put Shockers on there.
You seem to like them now, though, too.
I don't know if they exist.
I don't think they exist anymore. Yeah.
Probably because they burned your tongue like a D battery.
Okay. All right, I have a regular, not mysterious idea.
All right.
Raisinets.
Raisinets.
That goes in the Movie Candy Hall of Fame.
Ets. Okay. Raisinets goes on there.
You don't buy those any other time.
That's true.
But you buy them when you go to the movie.
That's a good one, too, because, you don't. You would it would be weird if you were just sitting around your house eating Raisinets, and or if you like were at work, and you're like, you know what, I'm gonna go get some Raisinets and sit here and eat them. That'd be weird. People would be like, no, you need to be sitting in front of a screen with loud things blaring around you.
And I think it's important. Now we chocolate cover everything, but back in the day, we only chocolate covered raisins. Okay. Now we chocolate cover almonds.
Yeah,
we do dark chocolate covered things, cherries, everything. These were the original. Chocolate covered Raisinets in the box.
Yeah.
Remember, it's got to be a cardboard box or it doesn't count.
Let's see. Sour Patch Kids on the text line. I'll put that on there.
The thing that has flavor for 4.5 seconds.
Yeah, but most sour things do.
Not Shockers.
Apparently not Shockers, which I'm never going to have. Because if you gave me one of those, every sour candy I've ever had was like, okay, it's sour right now, but it'll release.
No,
it'll let me go. It'll eventually get sweet. Nope. Apparently Shockers get worse. And it's like gargling battery acid, according to you.
Can you put Twizzlers / Red Vines?
I'm not putting / anything. You can say Twizzlers or you can say Red Vines, but you cannot say Twizzlers / Red Vines like they're the same thing.
Which is the ones that like peel?
Those are Twizzlers pull and peel.
Okay.
Yeah, that's a version. It's not Twizzlers themselves, though.
But sometimes people eat things that are supposed to be eaten in strings, but they just bite them into chunks.
I do that with Twizzlers pull and peel, too. I'm not messing. I'm an adult. I don't need to take my time with anything. I'm a busy man. Mm-hmm. I got things to do. Mm-hmm. I don't have time to be sitting there playing with my food.
Movie. Go to the movies.
I don't have time to play with my food. I'm watching the movie. I'm trying to enjoy it. I'm not sitting there looking at what I'm doing. Eat.
Okay.
All right. Twizzlers goes on there. Unless you went Red Vine instead, old man.
You can. You're typing the list. You can do what you want. In my heart, it's Twizzlers / Red Vines.
Okay, that's fine.
In his heart, he combines two things that are not the same.
Junior Mints.
I don't like Junior Mints, but I appreciate that a lot of people do.
Junior Mints is good. Twizzlers would have been mine. I'm going to go with peanut M&M's.
I respect that decision.
Yeah, peanut M&M's. Yeah. Not the most like movie specific one because you can have them anywhere, but they're good at a theater, especially in the box. You dump them out.
Snow caps are on my list.
Snow caps.
Yes.
Is
in
that
the
one
box.
That where the W isn't on snow?
The version that I have in front of me has the W on snow, but I think the original version does not. Yes, and also in the box. There's a dark chocolate version now.
I think snow caps are also very specific to movie theaters.
Very specific.
It'd be weird
to
if you saw somebody eating those out on the street.
And what a mess. Those little white things, when they come off, they get all over the floor.
Yeah.
Complete mess.
Let's see. From Quentin, what's your next one?
Sweet tarts, obviously.
Duh.
Obviously.
Yeah.
Sweet tarts, obviously. From the text line, Milk Duds.
That is, I feel like that also is movie specific.
That is also very milk. Yeah, yeah, that's a movie candy. Duds goes on there.
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever had those. What is a Milk Dud? Because it seems like it's like, I think I've had them, but it's like chocolate covering like some chewy.
Do you know what a malted milk ball is?
Yeah.
Okay, it's like that, except covered in chocolate.
Okay.
Chocolate that's chewy. Well, no, wait, am I confusing that with something else?
I think you're thinking of Whoppers.
Maybe I am thinking of Whoppers.
Whoppers are malted milk balls. I think it's like, it's got like this evil little thing at the center. There's evil little...
Caramel? In the center?
Yeah, caramel.
It's the evil little thing that you're thinking
of. Or caramel.
Of.
I don't know, but there's something about it that
seems
wrong.
Yeah, chocolate and caramel.
Yeah, that's what it is. Okay, Milk Duds.
Yes.
Where's the milk part? Because it's milk chocolate?
Yeah, I guess.
As Quentin says, the inferior chocolate?
It is.
Hey, you're out of your mind.
The yellow box that you... created in 1928.
Because you said it, I'm going to put it on there. I'm going to put Whoppers. Whoppers are good. I haven't had Whoppers in forever.
I like Whoppers.
Those are one that if you... Because I'm very process oriented when it comes to eating some candy, not peelable things. But I will suck on a Whopper and let it like dissolve.
Oh yeah,
in my
mouth.
That's
the best. Yeah,
like you just feel it burn a little bit too. It's interesting. Same thing with peanut M&Ms. I'd like play a game. Can I get the peanut successfully? Can I rescue it from the center of the shell?
But
in my mouth.
But Jamie, he doesn't play with his food.
No, he doesn't have time for that.
It's in my mouth already. That's my point.
Why aren't you focusing on the movie? Why are you playing with your food in your mouth?
I can focus on the movie and play. I have to look away from the movie to pull the little strings off the Twizzlers.
I have one that personally I think that is candy is disgusting, but I think it is very much a movie theater snack, and that's Dots.
Dots.
Dots. Oh, my gosh. Are Dots the one that we peel off the paper?
No.
What's the thing
those
that we
are,
peel off
those
the paper?
Are a thing. I don't know what those are called.
Oh,
I know what you're talking about.
Called.
But Dots are just... They're gummies, but they are cavity suckers is what those things are. They will, I think dentists actually use them to pull cavities out when you go in.
I feel like that's another thing that people just eat at movie theaters and don't like them. But I just don't think, I don't like gummy candy, I think that's part of my deal. But
candy buttons, by the way, is what they're
candy
called.
Candy buttons, right.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm going to put Reese's Pieces on the list.
Reese's.
Love me some Reese's Pieces.
Pieces. Okay.
I'm going to put gummy bears on the list.
Gummy bears in general?
Yes.
Or any one
just
specific?
Gummy bears.
Gummy bears, not Haribo.
Not gummy snakes, not gummy anything else. Gummy bears.
Have you seen that 5-pound gummy bear?
No.
It's like a giant, I mean, it's 5 pounds. It's a giant gummy bear. And my friend tried to eat one of those in high school. And then he got like through the ear and part of the face and then threw up red gummy bear. It was pretty funny.
The last one, let's see, from the text line.
Anything salty? Jujubes. This is all sweet.
Jujubes are also a very movie-specific one. I'll put that on there.
Pretzels.
Boring.
Pretzels, fine.
Chocolate covered pretzels.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Jelly
beans?
Jelly beans. All right.
I'll put that on there.
For movie candy.
Yeah.
I'm just gonna put Skittles. Hell with it.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Box of Skittles. Skittles, yeah. I did this, I figured this out a few years ago. If you are eating you close your eyes, put one Skittle in your mouth and close your nose, you can't taste anything. If you let go of your nose, then you can taste what flavor Skittle it is.
What about Starburst?
Starburst, you can do the same thing with.
You, I guess, would eat Starburst.
Specifically, the pink Starburst.
Okay. Junior Mints, fine.
I think that's on my list already, but yeah.
Was it?
Yeah, we talked about it. You suggested it.
No.
Let's see.
Black Crows. I don't know what that is.
I don't either.
Are you watching a movie like in the medieval era?
I was going to say, was this from pre-plague or post-plague? Boston baked beans. No.
Bottle caps?
This
is on somebody's list.
Eat beans! Bottle caps? Yeah, okay, I'll put
bottle
that
caps?
On there.
I'm not eating that.
Bottle caps.
Good and plenty, somebody dared to suggest.
Good. Not good. But there's plenty. The other thing about it is it is very movie specific, though. I will give them that. I don't like them, but yeah. Hot tamales.
Fun dip.
Oh, fun dip.
Remember fun dip?
Yeah.
Do you know fun dip, Quentin?
Yeah.
Yep.
Does Weir likes Fun Dip?
It's okay.
Oh, okay. Because that seems like a candy you have
I would
to play like, with.
I would not bring that into a movie theater because it would make too much noise. And be, be messy.
I mean, you're just eating Kool-Aid dust on a...
That's all it is. It's Kool-Aid.
Piece of chalk.
Yeah.
I mean, it's sugar on sugar. That's most of what
you weren't a kid in the 80s unless you did a rail of Fun Dip. Mm-hmm. Right off of the thing, too.
And then just eat that little scooper thing.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That was... You know what it was? It was a fun exercise in, you know, the marshmallow test where they put like give a kid a marshmallow and if he can resist eating it, then he gets another one. And only like really smart kids can do it. That the Fun Dip thing was like the marshmallow test for everybody. Mm-hmm. It's like, can you get no. And idiots like me were down to like using our fingers by the end of it because we could not wait. Cracker Jacks, Mike and Ike's.
Cracker Jacks, that's a good one. That's movie theaters or ballgames, obviously.
Is that the one that used to have like toys in the box and then they stopped doing that?
Yes. Bunch of Crunch? I don't know what that is. Super Rope? Oh, is that like the it's like a rope and then there's candy at the center of it or something like that?
Blow Pop?
For movie?
You get your candy and your gum? You get your gum.
You don't want gum in a movie theater?
I don't. And it wasn't good gum ever, but.
Warheads.
Oh, that's a good one. Yeah.
Warheads and Airheads as well.
Nerds showed up.
Sure,
nerds. In the tiny little box.
Okay. All right. I think that's good.
That's plenty.
Wow, we're at 21. Good job, need to guys. Go. All right, we got a lot. So we'll organize those, and then Jamie will give our picks tomorrow for the best movie snack of all time. What needs to go on there? We'll talk about it. Coming up, we're going to talk about a man who got a facelift at 70, because I guess at 70, you don't know how to use filters. We'll talk about that next at midday.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the fall classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G. More towers and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
People Magazine had this next story. It's not very often that we talk about a facelift or Botox or any kind of plastic surgery for men, particularly 70-year-old men, but this is the story that we have here. This is plastic surgeon Dr. Mike Nyack that did this. Both men talked to People about the procedures. He gifted himself a facelift after retiring. His name is Gary. He was looking for some magic after retiring. This story is interesting to us apart because this is out of St. Louis. Mm-hmm. He went to him for 5 different procedures. He said he used to dread Zoom calls and selfies, but has found a new lease on life now that he is 6 months post-op. He lives in Kansas. It doesn't say where.
Yeah. So I just want to ask if he happens to be listening. If you dreaded Zoom calls, I get it. You know, there's a filter on there.
Maybe it doesn't.
I mean, is that cheating? But face. Okay, let me ask. Is that cheating? But getting a facelift isn't.
It sounds like he just didn't like how he looked.
Yeah,
it sounds like he just didn't like what he saw in the mirror.
He's a good-looking guy. I mean, he's 70 years old. I wouldn't think that he's or if he is, I would say he's a good-looking 70. Like he, I don't think like the facelift changed that much. Of his appearance. I mean, he looks a little bit better, a little less wrinkly, I guess.
This is what he said about, and you're right. I looked at the comparison pictures and I couldn't tell very much either, but he'll know, you know, from himself what he had done. So in the end, he got a deep plane facelift, deep neck lift, brow lift, lower blepharoplasty with fat transposition.
Nailed it.
And a rhinoplasty. I have no idea what that is.
Rhinoplasty?
No, the blef something something plasty.
Whatever that other one is.
Yep. He said his main focus was his neck, but the doctor said it's rare to only get a neck lift done because of all the skin on the face and head, which is connected. So that means you generally kind of address everything at once. So that's why they did everything at one time. His skin kept a natural look for his age. Like they didn't do as much as they could have, I guess. They said they didn't do any laser resurfacing, which is a common finishing touch, but he didn't want that. So he wanted he didn't want to look 25.
Right.
You know, he still wanted to look
That's good. And
distinct.
I've always said, like, you should try to look good for your age. Don't try to look younger than you are.
Yeah. He said there's a particular age spot that traveled 3 inches. His nose was a topic of discussion and became a huge sticking point.
Did he do something with his hair?
It might. Is that that?
Maybe he just grew it out a little bit. Maybe he just grew it out a little bit too.
Well, it's also possible that you're moving.
But it looks fuller.
I mean, you're doing the facelift, which is pulling the whole thing up.
At 70, don't you think you would accept your looks at that point? Or is that like, you know, I got money, whatever.
You would think, yes, you would think that by that point in life, you wouldn't go through this.
Yeah.
You wouldn't spend the money.
Right.
You would accept how you look. I mean, most of us, as we get older, we just kind of accept aging. Yep. Now, on the other hand, women get the procedures. Women get the Botox and the facelifts and boob lifts and, you know, and everything else. So why not a guy? Usually when we do it, it's not at 70. Usually we're younger a little bit.
I think that usually it starts earlier. I think that there's plenty of women who still get procedures at 70. I think it's just,
I just don't get.
Yeah.
But.
I don't either. Or maybe it's the mentality of, look, I don't have a lot of time left on this earth. I don't want to go out ugly. I'm going to look good. I'll leave a good looking corpse that also they won't need to pump as much formaldehyde into it because I'll have all these preservatives in my face already.
The lower eyelids is that word I couldn't pronounce. That they lifted.
Oh, you got to be careful. Oh, I see that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Got rid of the bags. Yeah.
So he's getting positive comments about how great he looks. Mm. I guess whatever suits you.
Did a good job because usually you can tell if somebody's had some plastic surgery, especially if they're older.
He looks great.
He looks good.
He also took his time and this was not impulsive, despite how it might seem. He researched doctors for a long time. He had multiple consultations with doctors. He researched what he might want. This took a while for him to settle on what he had done.
I'm trying to think, if I would ever get... I've had LASIK, not LASIK, but whatever it was, smile reflex or something like that. It was basically LASIK done. Mm-hmm. I don't care if I was offered through work, I wouldn't buy it myself. But if they wanted me to do an endorsement for hair transplant, got a little bit of a bald spot going. Sure, why not? I don't see anything wrong with some of this stuff, so long as it's not drastic, so long as you don't have a knot of skin at the back of your head that you have to twist to tighten your face every day.
Okay, so I want to open this up to men and women. Mm-hmm. What have you had done and why? I'm just curious to know what drives someone to go from I don't like how I look and can't accept it to I'm actually going to go through the process. And I'm not talking about Botox. Mm-hmm. Have you had work done?
Actual work.
Actual
gone under
work
the knife.
Done. Yes.
Whatever
dots
on
it
your
is.
Face and slicing and all that.
Not coloring your hair. Yeah. But if you had a butt lift, have mm-hmm. you had pectoral muscle implants? Have
right.
you had
implants? That's a big one.
Have you had leg extensions? Whatever your thing
oh,
is.
God.
People do that to be taller.
I know. It's terrifying.
It's not something I'm doing.
No.
They break your legs and.
Yeah. It's a Rivers Cuomo, the lead singer for Weezer, had it done. Not to be taller. One of his legs was longer than the other to
oh,
begin
I get that.
With. So he had to have it extended because it was causing him all sorts of problems. But
yeah.
he said it was the most painful thing he's ever gone through.
I can't imagine.
913-586-7798. Have you had any work done? You want to call in and you don't have to give us your actual name. You want to call in and brag about
nothing
the
to
work
be ashamed
you've
of.
Done?
What you have done and are you happy with the result?
Yeah. Not, is it more normal now than it used to be? Why is it so called plastic surgery too? I know it's like spelled differently too, isn't it?
I don't
like
think
plastique?
So.
No?
I think that's the French version, maybe.
Maybe.
I don't know why. Maybe they used plastic implants initially if they
yeah.
were going to do like cheek.
Or maybe it makes you look like
implants.
You're made out of plastic.
Maybe,
I don't
yeah.
know. 913-586-7798. If you've had any work done, let us know. 913-586-7798. We'll take your calls coming up in just a few minutes on Midday.
At Maurice's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Maurice's.com.
Ah, DSW, Earth Place of the Humble Brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the fall classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
78-year-old man from Kansas named Gary decided when he hit 70 and he retired from his job, he didn't like how he looked. He wanted some magic in his life, and he decided that a combination of 5 facial procedures would be enough to give him that magic back. And they profiled him for People magazine. He's happy with how it turned out.
He looks better,
he looks,
I guess.
Yeah, right.
I don't know. I mean, whatever makes you happy. I'm not going to judge. And at a certain point, is there any point where you start to be like, that's too much? Like, you need to back that up.
There is, but this isn't
Donatella Versace. That was the lady who the Catwoman. That's a bad look.
If you tattoo your face.
Yes.
That's going too far.
Right. What are you doing?
If you're doing something permanent, like eyebrows being permanently tattooed or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
There's probably a limit to how many different parts of your body after a while. I'm like, you know what? At some point, you can't create the perfect body at a certain age.
Right. From the text line, I did a neck lift at 66. Went from having a turkey neck to wearing a turtleneck in about a week. Oh, look at
you.
It's what you tell everybody, isn't it? Had a breast reduction at 58 to relieve back pain. Helped my posture a lot. And didn't notice anybody saying anything about my boobs. Hair transplant at 55. Wasn't subtle. But I'm smiling in photos for the first time in years.
Okay.
What does that have to do with a hair transplant? You would think that would be more like an eye lift or something like that. I couldn't smile because I couldn't. The glare off of my head was blinding everyone around me. Mm-hmm. Let's go to Teresa and Lee Summit. Hey, Teresa.
Hi, how are you?
Good. Hi. You said you've had a couple things done?
Yes, I had a breast reduction in 2009 and an upper blepharoplasty where they took the eyelid off.
That's the one we were trying to pronounce earlier, right?
Well, that's the upper blepharoplasty. I don't know what the lower
one is. The lower one would just be the lower one. Whatever.
Yeah. But he took a half inch off each of my eyelids and about 4 inches off of each breast. Or four pounds off of each breast. And I have permanent dents in my shoulders. And I'm a hairstylist, so it's kind of it was wonderful.
Yeah.
I have never regretted it. Just regretted not doing it sooner.
Yeah. That's what a lot of people say about plastic surgery and, mm-hmm. and things like that, is that they just regret not doing it sooner. So.
But I was only out from work for 2 weeks, so it was excellent.
All right. All right. Teresa, thanks for your call.
Okay. Thank you. Bye. Yeah,
thanks.
Have a good day.
You too.
Appreciate it. 913-586-7798. If you've ever had any plastic surgery, any work done, let us know. How did that go for you? Why did you do it? And how did it work out? Like, are you happier? You're like rubbing your face a lot.
It's what I am most self-conscious about. If I was just trying to think, somebody else was going to pay for it, because
mm-hmm.
I'm not paying for it.
Yeah.
If somebody else was going to pay for it, I would get everything removed, like starting from like under. I'm very sensitive about my chin.
Okay.
I really hate it.
Yeah.
I hate what's under my chin. I've just always had it. I hate this part under here.
You would get.
Between my neck and my chin, I hate this so
you
much.
You would get everything removed?
Just take all that out. Just pull all that, remove all that, pull it all, make it tight, get rid of all that.
Yeah.
I would do that. I also feel like I have a really high hairline. I have a really big forehead and a really high hairline. I have an aunt that has, you ever somebody that's just too honest with you sometimes about how you look and they feel like that's okay because they know you?
Yes.
I have an aunt, my dad's sister, who I love dearly, who's coming here in 2 weeks, but
you're dreading it?
She doesn't do this anymore, but she always told me as a kid I needed to wear bangs because my hairline is too high. And she just always said you should never go without bangs because you have a really big forehead.
I
don't care anymore, but I used to really care.
I don't know. I cut my own hair. I don't care anymore.
Yeah.
Like I get it. It's fine. And I would probably feel different if I didn't have Katie. And if she said something to me, then
you
I would.
You were on the market.
Yeah. If I was on the market, then I'd be like, you know what? I guess I need to tighten this up a little bit,
mm-hmm.
but I don't know. The only thing I do have like a little bit of regret. It used to be different is, after I got LASIK surgery, I don't wear contacts anymore. And when I wear contacts, I already have blue eyes, but the blue from the contacts made my eyes pop even more.
Okay.
I used to get compliments all the time. I'm like, wow, you have like the nicest eyes. And now nothing. It's like I could see everything, but nothing. Just this gray dullness now in the middle of my face.
When you're quiet in there, nothing you get done.
No,
it's all perfect.
Yeah, he's pretty good.
We don't know that. He's got a lot of hair. Don't know.
There's so many things that I do.
Yeah.
Does it count as plastic surgery if you've had moles removed?
I would not count that. No.
I think that's just going to a dermatologist.
Thing. Yeah. I've had lots of moles removed, but it's never been something for cosmetic reasons. It's like, hey, we think that might kill you, so we're going to have to hack that off of you, buddy.
No.
Let's see.
The beard's getting a little fluffy here.
Okay.
So we're going to have to take
do something
about
like that.
That's not surgical though, right?
No,
that's
just, no, it's
oh,
just, a,
here,
it just,
I
you know, can up. Clog the sink and I probably shouldn't clog my parents' sink, you know, since I'm watching their dog. That'd be a mm-hmm. real, that'd be a real jerk move.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Also kind of funny, but you know, won't do it.
Okay.
Hold on.
Yes.
I'm looking up a list of weird plastic surgery names.
Oh,
good
yeah.
luck with that.
Okay, hold on a second.
Yeah,
I would quiz you guys on
them.
This. Hold on. From the text line, I did a BBL at 58. Brazilian butt lift, is that what that is?
Yeah, that sounds like.
Risky, but I researched and picked a board-certified surgeon. A board-certified in BBL.
Is there a difference between a regular butt lift and a Brazilian butt lift?
I have no idea.
I'll get on that.
I feel like that's something I'm not allowed to look up in Kansas anymore.
like we've done stories on the show about like uncertified like surgeons
people
like
getting concrete
cement
in their butt.
Yeah. And so I feel like this is a scary world to try and enter to begin with.
There's a big difference between them.
From the text line, varicose veins when I was 30 years old.
Oh, the spider veins?
Yeah.
That's a thing.
Removed off the back of my legs, and I did not regret that one bit. I can understand things like breast reduction to relieve back pain, but facelifts and other cosmetic surgeries just plain vain. Learn some self-acceptance from the text line.
Well, you can learn self-acceptance, but also want to look better in the mirror.
You do, man. I'm not going to poo-poo on
someone's parade. I don't care. Like whatever, whatever you want to spend your money on. The people spend money on worse stuff. I'd rather people spend money on that than golf.
Or I mean, other ways to feel better about yourself that are not good, like drinking
Drugs, or you know,
other things.
Yeah.
Brazilian butt lift versus buttock lift. They're very different, actually. Buttock lift is when you just remove fat from the buttock area, and then it lifts. The Brazilian butt lift is when you take fat from other areas of the body and inject that into the buttock to create a different shape. Sounds like Brazilian butt lift is more it's more maintenance. It's more work, does more.
All right. So here is a list of weird plastic surgery names. All right.
Mm-hmm.
Procedures you could have. What is Cinderella surgery? Is it A, nose tip reshaping? B, foot slimming, C, hand vein removal, or D, eyelash transplant?
I think it has to be.
An eyelash transplant? Is that even something you could do?
Oh, yeah. So I have really tiny eyelashes. Yeah, I could see somebody, instead of wearing fake ones.
I have really long ones. It used to drive me nuts because when I did, when I put my contacts in, I'd like pull them out like this, and then my eyelash would get trapped underneath my eyelid.
If you do fake eyelashes, you are putting glue on your eye.
Mm.
I mean, on the top of your eyelid. Okay. Give me the four choices again. Sorry.
Nose tip reshaping, foot slimming, hand vein removal, or eyelash transplant.
I mean, Cinderella's whole thing is about the foot slimming.
You got it.
Yeah.
It's foot slimming, reshaping for high heels. That's gross. I'm sorry.
That sounds like a lot of work.
It sounds like that's
to reshape your
painful.
Foot.
What is Barbie toe? Is it shortening the Achilles tendon? Toe length equalization? I'm assuming that. Standing on tiptoes looking look by removing a joint. Or D, opposed look foot surgery creating high arch aesthetics.
I'm having a hard... That's a lot of words
think,
for a lot of different things.
Lot.
I think I'm going to go with the high arch aesthetic.
Yeah.
That was it again. He's very good at this. I guess, yeah, so you can look like you're standing on your tiptoes. Mm-hmm. So all those are the same thing. What is dimpleplasty? Cheek dimple creation, chin cleft removal, lip corner lift, or Cupid's bow sharpening? I believe Cupid's bow is your lip, so it makes it your lip sharper looking.
The first one, I'm going to say.
That is it. You guys nailed this. Mm-hmm. Small incisions to create cheek dimples.
Some people just don't have cute dimples like me, you know?
Can't see yours covered by hair.
I got dimples. You got nothing. Beard boy. What is a fox eye lift? I'm not even going to ask. I'm not going to give you the, because you're doing too well on the multiple choice.
Jamie, you got foxes in your backyard.
This thing, fox eye lift is like, if you do a fox eye, well, that's a wing. Like you do like the wing coming off your eye.
That is exactly
it. Is it really?
It's threading trend for slanted corners. Actually, it's more of a brow lift, but
there you go.
I'll give you half of it.
All right.
Umbilicoplasty.
Something to do with the belly button. What are you doing with it? Getting rid of it? Can you get rid of
belly button cosmetic reshaping?
You don't need it anymore. Yeah, you can get rid of
it. Just fill it in.
Yeah. Is that what you do? Do you fill it in?
Or do you really need that?
That's going to look so
Is there weird. People out there that are self-conscious about their belly buttons?
Some people have like outies.
Yeah, so
maybe it's like getting rid of that.
Oh my God.
So let's say you're on a date. you get rid of this thing and you know, you're making out for the first time. Do you tell the person ahead of time, just FYI, I have no belly button because you're going to have a scar. You're not going to have a belly button,
but you're going to
have a scar.
It's just reshaping. I don't think it's filling it in. I think it's just reshaping it to make it more aesthetically pleasing.
That's...
Like you said, maybe if you have an outie, you make it an innie. I don't know. Last one. This is so bad. Scrotox.
Quentin, you get to answer this one.
I think that one is kind of self-explanatory.
I don't think it is.
So
no, you need to explain
need
it.
To
what is it? What is it? Yeah. What is it?
A filler? Is that?
I think I need more explanation
specifically
than that.
Like, where would the filler go, though, Quentin?
In the scrotum.
There it is.
That wasn't so bad, was it?
It's Botox to relax scrotal wrinkles.
Relax them?
You would, why would you want that? Who on earth is going, like, I don't know, it's just too wrinkled lately. It's really turning the ladies off.
You just cut them. If you have excess skin that's getting wrinkled, ordinarily we'd just cut that out.
Looks like a relief map of Death Valley down there. I need to do something about it.
You really, Billy, better have somebody you trust doing that surgery.
Yeah.
Don't slip.
That's enough. That's good. All right. Coming up, we're going to talk about how no one. Actually, we don't have enough time for that. We got some, I don't know, something else coming up. And then we're going to interview Chris Bench, who is the chief curator for the Strong National Museum of Play.
We're just going to grill him about
the
stuff.
Toy Hall of Fame. So how about this? You ask us questions that we'll ask Chris. What questions do you want to ask for? Do our work for us. What do you want to ask Chris from the Toy Hall of Fame? That's coming up on Midday.
Martika? That was her name, Martika.
I believe you're right.
I think that, wow, where was that hiding in my brain for a long time? I remember her.
Martika Daniels.
I never could have told you the last name because she only went by Martika, but she had the jet black hair.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember a blue background on the picture.
I believe Eminem used that as a sample in a song at one point.
I think that's right. Wasn't there a lawsuit over that?
I think there was.
At some point, yeah. Toy Hall of Fame.
Toy Hall of Fame.
Coming up.
We're going to be talking to Chris Bench, who's the chief curator for, let's just say, the Toy Hall of Fame. It's technically the Strong National Museum of Play, but the Toy Hall of Fame is located there. So what questions do you have for him? We have a bunch from the text line, 913-586-7798. I am going to ask this. This is actually a really good question. If snow is a finalist, how do you induct something that you can't put in a display case? You're going to have like a air chilled freezer display case. I guess you just have a picture of snow.
Or you could make it out of something synthetic.
Mm-hmm.
Here are the nominees really quick. So every year they announce 12 nominees, 12 finalists, and then they choose the winners. It's usually three or four in November. Real quick, Battleship, Catan, Connect Four, Cornhole, Furby, Scooter, Slime, Snow, The Spirograph, Star Wars Lightsaber, Tickle Me Elmo, and Trivial Pursuit.
I'm going to ask, have you ever inducted anything as nerdy as Catan?
Or the lightsaber.
Or, no, the Catan's way nerdier.
Catan's way nerdier, yes.
It's way nerdier. Anyway, that's coming up in just a few minutes on Midday.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.